Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, God is doing wonderful things, and it's such a blessing of the Lord. You know, a lot of people ask me, Brother Jesse, how do you do what you do? Well, I want to talk about something I believe you really everyone needs, and that's wisdom. You need wisdom? Yeah. All you got to do is ask. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. You see, you can have knowledge, but if you don't have wisdom, how to get that out to someone, it's of no effect. So if you need wisdom, ask today, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Here's a wonderful scripture, James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth it not, and it shall be given him. In other words, you're going to get what you ask for. Now, everybody needs wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. You may have knowledge of it, but do you know when, where, and how to do what you're supposed to do? Here's another great scripture, Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. So they got some people don't have any. Redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man or every person. Because see, to do the right thing in life, you got to have wisdom. You may have knowledge to know how to do it, but it's got to be in the right way. Like talking to your children. You can turn them off. You see what I'm saying? And you know, you got the knowledge of what they're doing. You know they're messing up, but you got to use wisdom to get them to understand what God's word is saying for their life, to guide them. So if you need wisdom, just ask for it. And you know, every day I need wisdom. I pray for the Lord to give me wisdom every day for this ministry. I mean, this is a global ministry, and I don't mean to sound prideful. It takes a lot of things, a lot of money every day to run this place, but the decisions that have to be made constantly because I'm dealing with your partnership, and I will not waste your partnership. And you know, in 50 years, I say it all the time, we've never had a financial deficit. That took wisdom to do that. Not that I'm smart. You know I'm not dumb by no means, but how do you do this? What do you do here? That costs $1 million over there. That's $5 million over here. That's $50 over there. It all has to be directed correctly because none of that money belongs to me. That's what the IRS likes about me. They say, that man never touches that money. It's not mine. It's yours. You send it to this ministry to be a blessing. It's yours and God's, and that's exactly what we do. And we ask the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry. Give us a soul into the kingdom. That's why we believe in partnership. I very seldom ever talk about partnership on Faith the Facts, but if you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. Every dollar goes into world evangelism. We've been debt-free since 1982. That's a long time ago. But you know what? We ask God every day for wisdom on what to do. And He tells me how to do it. I ask Him what to preach. He tells me how to preach it. See what I'm saying? All these different things in every which way, shape, or form. Not too long ago, I did a funeral. And as I was walking up to the platform to do the funeral, a person asked me a question about the Heavenly Father God. And I thought, this is not the time they asked me, but I knew if I wouldn't have answered her, I would have hurt her feelings. So I answered her. And she just couldn't get over it. She said, my God, that sounds simple. I said, it really is. Don't complicate the Word of God. Don't complicate faith. Faith is a very wonderful thing. You faith this fact, what I'm just saying, you'll be blessed beyond all reasonable doubt. Let me just say that, man. I mean, God will do things. I'll just tell you this. He'll pay you more than anybody else can ever pay you. He'll bless you more. Why? Because He loves you. So let me read James chapter 1, verse 5 again. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That means you can come boldly to the throne of grace, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth it not, and it shall be given him. What do you need to do today that requires wisdom as you speak it, as you decree it, or as you declare it? Every way, shape, or form. It's a wonderful word, wisdom. It's a wonderful thing to walk in that wonderful anointing, knowing that God will do everything He says and you won't lack anything. He said He gives it. Ask anything in my name. That's a big word, anything, but it's going to take wisdom to handle anything when anything comes. Thank you for watching Faith to Facts today. Faith it today, ask for wisdom, and you get it.